ESPN 102.5 The Game, Travis Haney, Braden Gall here, at Trav Haney on Twitter, at Braden Gall, Julian Council producing, intern Calvin still here, still alive I think back there, so that's good. Josh Ward joining us here from WNML, and you know Travis pretty well, Josh, so I think we all sort of go back to the same time in Knoxville back in the day. Josh, how are you, sir?
Yeah, great to be with you guys. Yeah, know Travis well. Travis, good to talk to you, and a lot of Knoxville connections here during this conversation.
So let's get to the recruiting trail first and foremost. Obviously, it's been a rough week for Tennessee in the recruiting class. They lost five kids this week. Both quarterbacks decommitting yesterday. Adrian Martinez goes to Nebraska. Really, and it sounds a lot more like the Michael Penix kid was more of a Jeremy Pruitt decision. So, while none of these kids are big-time stars other than Adrian Martinez, this is sort of to be expected to some degree, right, Josh? And is Jeremy Pruitt just doing the reevaluations right now?
Yeah, I would say Jeremy Pruitt as well as the staff. So Tyson Helton comes on as the offensive coordinator, at least that's the expected role, and he's actually the coach that called Penix and told him that Tennessee's going to go in a different direction. According to Penix, he had a conversation at the end of last week after Pruitt had been hired, and at the time it looked like his scholarship offer still stood, and he actually had planned to visit Knoxville this upcoming weekend before signing next week, but got a call from Tyson Helton, and according to Penix, said that Tennessee's going to go in a different direction. So for Penix, he received an offer from Florida State recently, so it's probably South Florida or Florida State. South Florida's been pushing. He's in Tampa. So it'd be right there in his backyard. And then the Adrian Martinez situation, that's either Martinez's decision or, at least, you know, Tennessee wanted Adrian Martinez. They went out to California to see him earlier this week. You don't fly out to California if you don't have interest in Martinez. But he had already visited Nebraska. Scott Frost had come calling right after accepting the job officially. So Nebraska pushed very hard for Martinez, and I think he decided that was a better option for him. So the Penix decision is on Tennessee's side. The Martinez decision, I think, is his own to go elsewhere.
Josh, so much of the last month has been made about Tennessee fans' reaction to whatever is going on at Tennessee. How do you think or feel like things have calmed down in the past week since Pruitt has been hired, since he's been introduced, and now that the staff is coming together? Now, I realize the quarterback's decommitting. That's a cause for panic for some people. But generally speaking, do you feel like this has continued to calm down really ever since Fulmer sat down in the AD chair?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. And really, I think it's been the calm after the storm in this case, because it was stormy over the last month or so, more than that really in Knoxville. And then when Philip Fulmer sat down there next to Beverly Davenport at the press conference after John Curry had been fired now almost 2 weeks ago, I think some fans started to feel a little bit better because they had the, quote, Tennessee guy that so many fans wanted in place for so long. Before John Curry was hired, so many Tennessee fans wanted it to be either David Blackburn or Philip Fulmer as the athletic director, so they felt like they had that UT person in place. And John Curry wasn't that guy. Now, for a while, he had a really high approval rating. After the Lady Vols name was put back in September before the Florida game, Tennessee fans loved John Curry at the time, but that eroded, and then you know what happened with the coaching search. So when Jeremy Pruitt was introduced, if he had been named 2 weeks earlier, I don't think fans are excited. But when Philip Fulmer introduces Jeremy Pruitt, we talked about this a little bit last week, I think that made it easier for fans to accept, and then you just have the natural rally from a fan base when they have their guy in place. We've seen it several times over the last decade when Lane Kiffin was hired, when Derek Dooley was hired, when Butch Jones was hired. All three times Tennessee fans got excited and got on board, and we're seeing that happen a fourth time with Jeremy Pruitt.
Josh Ward joining us here, WNML. You talked about Tyson Helton. What sort of offensive philosophy do we think that Jeremy Pruitt wants to have on this coaching staff? And does that mean that Jarrett Garantano is the answer for at least the foreseeable future for this team?
That's a great question. I would love to get more information on what their plan is, because Michael Penix didn't fit into what they want to do. And is Garantano the guy? Can they work something out with Quentin Dormady, with him having a senior year, because they don't have a lot of depth there? And then let's see who they end up signing in this class. They've got to get a quarterback. They have to, because of where that position is, excuse me, where that position is, and then maybe that'll give us a better idea of what they want to run. When you look at, I mean, you can look at Tyson Helton and what he's done at both Western Kentucky and then at USC, and then you, I mean, you also pay attention, I think, to Will Friend coming on as the offensive line coach and his background working with Mike Bobo both at Colorado State and Georgia. My guess is that they want to go more traditional, which might also excite Tennessee fans and what they get out of the quarterback position. But I mean, if they're making the right decisions, they're going to do what's best based on who they have there at quarterback. And with Garantano, he's kind of a mix. He's a quote pro-style quarterback, but he does have some mobility that can work. But I think Tennessee fans also found out this past fall, he's not Josh Dobbs. He's not that when it comes to his mobility. So play to Garantano's strengths if he's your quarterback, and that's trying to figure out ways to mix in his running ability, while I think in the long run he's a drop-back passer. But that's to be determined. We're a week in. We know that these guys are going to coach at Tennessee, but Tennessee hasn't announced it, and they obviously have not given us any idea of exactly what they want to do offensively.
Are you kind of like us, you're curious how this early signing period will affect a lot of things in college football, but especially a new coaching staff when – you hear so many coaches saying we might sign up to 15 or 20 guys next week. Where does that leave a new staff that isn't really even fully put together at this point?
Yeah, I think everybody wonders. I think the media wonders. I think fans wonder. And I think coaches and prospects themselves are anxious to see how this plays out. I mean, you have a collection of guys that are just committed to a school, and they'll probably go ahead and sign. Some guys are committed, and they're still going to wait until February to do it. But in Tennessee's case, Tennessee's kind of a case study here. A lot of schools are because of all the change we've seen in the last couple of weeks at Florida, at Mississippi State, at Texas A&M, at Florida State and Oregon. So they're trying to get things figured out. And to just go back to Tennessee, you have Jeremy Pruitt hired and introduced last Thursday. So that gives him 13 days between his introductory press conference and the first day of the early signing period to hand out a bunch of scholarship offers, evaluate the players that are committed, and decide if you want to go in a different direction, which they've done with several players already, Michael Penix, but also a couple of defensive backs from down in the state of Florida. They had 3D commitments earlier this week as well. So you're kind of moving guys out of your class, and then I mentioned all those offers. You then try to get a bunch of players on campus. So Tennessee's expecting a lot of recruits to visit this upcoming weekend and then see who you can sign three or four days later. So think about all that you're trying to do there in less than 2 weeks, or in 2 to 3 weeks, depending on when a coach is introduced. It's very different than what we've seen in the past. Typically, you have until the first Wednesday in February, so you have almost 2 months to work things out with most players. This time around, you have a lot of moving parts in a short amount of time, and then I think you reevaluate at the end of next week and see who's left on the board for the second signing period.
Josh, word on the street is there's a top 20 basketball game on Sunday.
Yeah, Julian, I'd say that this is one that you wanted to lead the conversation.
Yeah, we should have known. When he had a question, we should have known.
Well, you know, and every once in a while over the last couple of weeks, we'll take a call because you can guess what we're talking about at Knoxville. We're talking about the coaching search. We're talking about everything with Tennessee football. And we'll get the call of, hey, is this not overshadowing what's going on with Tennessee's basketball team? And our answer is yes, and it's probably unfair. And then we get right back to the football conversation. but fans are excited. It's going to be, I think, a really good atmosphere at Thompson Bowling on Sunday when Tennessee hosts North Carolina.
Josh, just ask Julian why the sky is blue, my friend. Just go ahead. Ask him.
Ask me.
Why is the sky blue there, Julian?
Because God's a Tar Heel.
Josh, always a pleasure talking to you, buddy.
Isn't it kind of more Duke blue? Am I wrong?
Depends.
Well, I know the skies get pretty dark and gray down there in Knoxville.
Yeah,
smoky
that's
gray, even.
The truest statement of the segment, I'd say.
Thank you, Josh. Man, we appreciate
it,
bud.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Oh, yes. Why is the sky blue? Because God's a Tar Heel. That actually is a legitimate basketball game. I mean, that's a serious. I mean, not that Tennessee can hang with North Carolina, but it's a legitimately top 20 ranked basketball game.
I'm just embarrassed that I didn't think Julian would ask the basketball question. I should have known.
Yeah, we epic fail on our parts on that one. Julian does have all the power, though. He's got all the control back there with all the buttons and the board, so you can pretty much ask whenever you want to there, Julian. When we come back,
You're going to hear from Peter Laviolette. We caught up with him after the game. Coffee with the coach. You'll hear from the Preds head coach after a 7-1 victory over the Vancouver Knuckleheads. We'll do that right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.